Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
This episode is sponsored by Davey J.S., who says,
"If you're reading this, you are epic."
John Maz, who says, "Attempting to bribe the mods with Steam games is an autoban." And I would just like to say, no. No, John, no. Imperialistic, who says,
"Green team for the win. Thank you, Michael, Marosta, and Zila."
Chromie, who says,
"Anyone got a property at spawn they want to sell?"
And Lol Dudester, who says, "I killed Eric in Capture the Record 3 with my bare hands, and he had a sword."
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 43, recorded on July 24th, 2011. I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have someone lovely on the line with
us.
We have Ihaz Cupquake.
Yay!
Hi.
From Los Angeles.
Yep.
Is it hot out there?
It is, but I am in an air-conditioned house, so I'm all
right. Rub it in.
And by hot, you guys are what, like 82, 83?
Like 90.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
But it's a dry heat.
The heat index here is about 110 today.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah we're full of slow cooking love.
Yes. So, Ihaz Cupquake. So, we met you in person at E3, and that's kind of how we connected and asked you to be on the show. And apparently that's how we should always do it. We should always go to just go to someone's house and ask them, "Hey man, can you be on the show?" You know what I mean? Just go up there and just knock on the door.
Yeah.
You know,
say hi.
Men for Pillow. Oh. Wrong segment.
So this is great. And you do a lot of Minecraft videos and you're doing videos for Machinima.
Yes, I am. Correct? I just finished a carnival series with them, so I made a carnival, gave it to everybody
as a present.
Yeah,
very cool. Are we talking like roller coasters and Ferris wheels and
yeah,
wow,
well, that's cool.
That's very cool. Fancy. So didn't you do didn't you look around in a carnival with a Minecraft chick? A Minecraft
yeah that video? Was mine.
That was the one. Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
It was barely starting out, but it took 3 months to finish. It's kind of like an on and off project. Like, I wasn't determined to finish it. It was just like whenever I felt like building something.
Wow. That was it had the like the mirror house thing made.
Yeah. It had a fun house. That was the first thing that I built. And inside it had a maze made of glass and like a maze with like leaves and stuff. And it had traps and everything. That was just the beginning. Like
the beginning. Well, that was cool. So I can't wait to see what it's turned out to.
So that's like your biggest creation?
Yeah, that's like the biggest thing that I've done in Minecraft. I have my single player world, but like it's nothing. It's not like on a huge scale. It's just my little cottage and my little farm. And I play with mods too. So I have like a farm with a bunch of animals, because I love like the horses and giraffes, and I have kitties now, and I'm an animal hoarder in Minecraft.
So you do more creatures or?
Yeah, I have more creatures and more creeps and weirdos, and I have guinea pigs too.
Nice.
I had one that was level 20, but she was bugged. I got rid of her.
Do they eep eep at you?
Do they what?
Do they eep eep at you like real guinea pigs?
Yes, they do. It's cute. It's really cute. But when they die, they make this really horrible sound. It's like.
So did you kill it yourself?
No, I didn't kill her.
It's like old Yeller.
When I went to reinstall the mod because there was an update, like she was gone. So I made a little memorial for her. And I have a cemetery for all my dead animals.
Wow. That's kind of morbid, but cool. So you put her down gently.
Yep. And I made her a little monument in the cemetery because she was my favorite.
Nice.
Wow. Now, you also do artwork, right? Like in real life?
Yeah. I actually graduated with a bachelor in fine arts and illustration. So I have now been doing, as a hobby, I've been doing a bunch of like Minecraft-inspired works. And I'm planning on like selling the posters. Like, I want to make posters. And I want to sell the original artwork, too. I have one, actually. Do you guys want to see?
Yeah.
I have one.
Okay. We love
this.
Got it. Hold on. So I haven't showed this yet.
Okay.
Exclusive.
This is exclusive. Let me. Hold on. See it, that I'm getting this right on the camera. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
What? Oh, that is.
That's cool. Awesome. Wow.
Me.
That is cool.
Know.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
and so he's drooling over some brains.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
I love it.
So that's the most recent one I did. I'm still planning on doing a Stevie or a Steve next.
Oh. And for for the listeners, you can check out this episode on YouTube if you want to see the artwork. If you're listening, then can you explain what it looks like to the audio listeners?
Oh, well, it's a really cute version of a zombie, and he has
in a haiku form. No, I'm just kidding.
in a kawaii, and he has square googly eyes and he's drooling, and he's doing a little zombie walk towards a brain that's on the floor.
Nice.
Can we get one more look at it too?
Yeah, sure.
Very cool.
Exclusive Cupquake.
So can people commission you to do artwork?
You know what? I actually had a lot of people approach me to do commissions.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, a lot of my subscribers are younger, so they don't realize that something like this takes a lot of time and it's expensive.
Yeah.
So true. When they hear the price, they kind of like say, never mind.
Yeah.
All right. Carry on then. But I actually am going to start one commission for someone. I'll make a video about it. It's going to be a wolf, a Minecraft wolf. But
oh, sweet.
For now, I was thinking if more people do approach me to do commissions, I'm planning on opening a shop on my website. So I kind of want to get all that taken care of before I do commissions. So I'd probably turn them down right now because I'm focused.
Right.
So, so you say you have a lot of young viewers. Are you going to like sell any of the zombie posters with actual glued on googly eyes?
Like the ones that like move when you
yes.
take it?
Yes. I think
that would be creepy.
I think that would be awesome.
It'd just be like staring down at them the whole time.
Yes.
No, I haven't really thought of like the whole where I'm going to get them printed and how I'm going to get them shipped, because I know I have a lot of viewers that are like not only in the U.S. so I want to try and find somebody that ships everywhere,
international. So, where's true. That yeah. place we use $2 posters or something like that poster?
Yeah,
it's on the back of the posters.
Yeah,
but it's like $2 a print.
Really?
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's and so, it's like, good quality.
Yeah. 24x18.
But I guess this is conversation we can have after the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get into some. We got some questions from some viewers here.
Okay.
Yep. Sure do. And let's see here.
With you in the southern accent.
I don't know.
Today.
I live in the south. All right.
You're birdie.
The first question here is from Ryan B97 and BD Windham. They say, "What inspired your name?"
Oh, okay. Well, I used to have this really crappy name before on Xbox. It was pronounced Tiffy G, but it was spelled T-I-F-I-G. So people would call me Tiffig or Ti-Fi G. Like, they didn't know how to pronounce it. So yeah. I was going to use that name, but then I was like, okay, no, this is going to get slaughtered. Like, I have to come up with something that I like. So I like to bake, and I like to bake cakes. And I think if I wasn't doing art, I would actually be doing you know, baking or something. So I thought, okay, cupcakes are cool, but a cupcake is too, like, cliche. Like, maybe let's change it up a little bit. So I made it Cupquake. And then at the time that I was coming up with this name, I was, like, really obsessed with the I Has Cheeseburger Cats. So I just added the I Has on it, and that's how my name became.
That's cool. I like that. I like Tiffany too. Tiffany.
Okay, it sounds cool when you say it right, but
yeah. it's like Jim and Dean, like sausages. Yeah. Jim and Dean,
just like that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
She's hot and spicy. All right. The next one here is BD Windham asks, do you play anything besides Minecraft?
I do. I actually play a lot of games. I was really heavily into World of Warcraft, but Minecraft, I'm happy to say that Minecraft kind of, like, broke that addiction that I had. I was really bad. And so Minecraft kind of, like, made me get more interested in different types of games. So I've been playing, right now I'm doing BitTrip Runner, Fear 3. I'm still on the Portal single player, but I beat the multiplayer for Portal 2. And I play a lot of League of Legends. I've been playing that, like, every single night. Killing Floor. A lot of Steam games. There's, like, a lot I have that I don't even... I got, like, a bunch on the summer sale that I haven't even played yet.
Yeah.
Because they were on sale.
Are you playing Team Fortress 2?
I've played it a few times, but I don't get the feeling like, oh, I want to play this. Like, right now, that feeling that I have is for LOL. Like,
yeah.
And it has to do with, too, the people that I play with. Because I like to play games with friends. Like, I don't like to be alone. So it's kind of like we migrate to different games together. So right now we're on LOL.
Okay.
You should definitely try Team Fortress 2, though. Get your friends to try it out. It just went free to play, and it's just been... We started playing again. We did a podcast for 2 years about it.
Oh, really?
And we started playing, and I think we've been having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
So
I've played it before. I actually like the spy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's an odd one for someone new to the game.
Yeah.
Like.
No, I like it.
Usually it's Pyro.
Yeah, Pyro or Medic.
Yeah, everyone was telling me, oh, that's the easiest class to play. Like, go with that. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be easy.
Yeah. Hardcore.
Well, I don't play Spy.
Well, you know, BitTrip Runner is pretty hardcore, too. I saw the video you did the other day, and it was like, I mean,
not a forgiving game at all. No. Like, if you mess up, it's like, oh, you started at the beginning, no checkpoint.
Yeah, like Meat Boy, it's just like, it's really frustrating.
Oh, yeah, that's next on my list.
I had to give up on Meat Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I got to a certain point, I'm just like, this is annoying me too bad, I can't do it anymore.
Well, I thought it was interesting that you were saying that Minecraft kind of broke your WoW habit. I've kind of noticed the same thing with playing Minecraft, that I've started playing different games than I normally would have. Usually it's just MMOs. You know, that's about the only thing. But once I started playing, you know, Minecraft and playing a little bit of single player, I'll ease my toes into a couple other games.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason because is going from, like, MMOs, like WoW, I used to do PvP a lot, and that was, like, really stressful and, like... I have to win. Like, it was so competitive. And then when you play Minecraft, it's, like, really relaxing. And, like, I'm not tensing up when I play. Only when I, like... I would get really scared of going mining and, like, having a creeper turn the corner. And I would just freak out. But, like, that would be the most intense that it would get for me. So I think the thing that makes Minecraft different is because it's so open, it's so relaxing, you could do whatever you want, and there's no right way to play the game. So it's like...
And so you don't play on peaceful then?
No.
No, she's hardcore, apparently.
I play normal.
unlike myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, next question here. Epic Wesley says, what inspired you to make the carnival?
I think, I don't know, it started off with me making a rainbow in my world, and then I was like, I want to do something colorful and pretty, so I was like, what have I not seen? Like, because I would go on the forums and look at, like, different maps and stuff, and I hadn't seen a carnival, and I was like, hey, that would be cool. That's just kind of
Carnivals were happy.
Yeah, happy and colorful.
Let's see. BD Windham says, what would you say is your greatest build and what server is it on? Let me guess. The Carnival?
Yeah.
And what server was that on?
It's on me and my friends. We have our own server. It's a private server, but it only has the capacity is 8 people on at one time, so it's not really big. But I did make the Carnival available to download, so if you're interested in checking it out, I have it on my channel somewhere. It's in a video.
So is that the best place for people to go, is to your YouTube channel, or do you have a website that is a good place for them to go?
My YouTube channel is good, but another alternative is my website. It's ihascupquake.com. And usually on ihascupquake.com, I do this thing. If you guys, I just started doing this a couple weeks ago where I live stream me painting something and everyone gets to have a say in what I should paint and what colors I should use.
Nice.
And I do it digitally. And I actually, at the end of the stream or the next day, I post it on my website, available for everyone as a desktop background. So the first one I did was a combination of Minecraft and Portal. So it was a creeper cube, like a companion cube, but creeper.
Neat.
The one I did this past week was a Nyan Cat. So,
nice.
So if you want to check it out, go to iscupquake.com and under the art tab, there's 2 desktops available. So the live streams are Tuesdays at 2 PST. Yeah.
Okay. So. California time. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm into this next one.
Sure. Anthony M96YT says, this is a question. How did she meet Sea Nanners? Because I do believe they are friends in real life.
Sounds very stalkery.
I know.
Question, doesn't it?
What is your address and phone number?
the reason why I know Sea Nanners and a lot of the Machinima people is because my boyfriend works for Machinima. He's the graphic designer there. And also, my brother works for Machinima. And he's actually my boss.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Now. So he's working under Realm. But that's my sort of in with Machinima's, my boyfriend and my brother. And they all go out and we hang out together, so.
Cool.
It's not like a fanboyish type of thing where right. They're just normal people to me.
Right. I have a question for you. What's in your pockets right now?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. Ding, ding, ding.
In my pockets.
That was the winning answer. You won.
He asks everybody that. If it seems like an odd question, it is, and we try to stop him, but he just won't.
Let's jump in and talk about some good times with this. Our journey.
Brent, you're so enthusiastic today.
All right.
Am I not?
I don't know, but that just was... You're usually much more enthusiastic about when you say your journey.
It's hot in here.
It is. It is very warm in here.
Yeah.
So speaking of hot, how's your gameplay, Brent?
My gameplay is hot.
Hot, hot.
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 Hot. It's going great. I actually did a little bit of streaming today before the show for, I don't know, a couple hours. Just built a house... Kind of found a cave, got killed by a couple creepers, started working on a bridge, you know, the simple stuff. But it was hot. It was very hot.
Yeah.
And speaking of Let's Plays, I'm going to be doing one with Stephos in a few weeks, and we're also going to have her on the show as well.
Oh, cool.
On that same week.
Sweet.
So, or weekend. So that'll be a lot of fun. Let's see. Earlier this week, I got a... I early listened to C418's album. It's really good.
Leaked.
So, well...
Did you leak it or something?
No, I didn't leak it. He asked for people to help him with something, and I helped him with it, and he said thanks by giving out the link to, I guess, an early version.
Oh, cool.
But it's really good. So, we'll awesome. Link to that in sightings or something, and you should go get it. That's about it. I'm just getting over a softball injury yesterday I slid into second, and you shouldn't do that when you're wearing shorts, apparently, but since I've never played softball before, I had no clue. And so it
you
looks
just
like,
wanted to
so
slide and do.
If you hadn't played softball, what inspired you to slide in the first place?
Well, okay, see, I try to make it sound a little cooler than it is. It was less of a slide and more of a trip in the second.
Oh, no.
And I'll put the battle scar on the is that on the camera?
Man, yeah.
It looks like a bear mauled my leg.
Oh no!
Yeah,
but
that's terrible.
He twit picked the.
That's a good camera.
Thing
there. So yeah, that's about it. I was sad because I did not feel like playing CTR last night. I just laid in bed and my wife, you know, wrapped my leg in bandages and I made it sound like it was worse than it was so I could get, you know, back scratches and watch Suits and, you know, just
it sounds,
chill.
It sounds to me like you need to play softball in peaceful mode.
Yeah. Where they don't have bears. Yes, very much so. So yeah, that's about it for me. What about you, Eric?
Well then, this week I played first of all, I did some live streaming this week. I've been playing around with I have a Mac at home and I don't use it to game on at all. It's a video and audio production type computer, but somehow it lets me stream full screen Minecraft and Team Fortress 2 and all this stuff. And so I was kind of playing around with that this week, and I think I'm going to stream a lot more. I had a lot of fun streaming on the, let's see, I got on the Yogaverse, Yogscast.
Man, those server. Guys are paying you, aren't they?
And also Minecraft, should I say this on the air? Yeah, why not? MinecraftGT.com, they asked me on to stress test their server, so I tweeted it, and we had a ton of people on there, and it held up great. But the cool thing about that server is it's one of those crazy portal servers, like where you can go through a portal, and it'll take you through to another server. He had all these servers set up. One was like Skyland kind of area where you're in the sky, but it was all straight up PvP. So no spawning, no cheating, just PvP. But it was in the sky, you know. And then he had a creative
one. It was in the sky, you know, for kids.
You know, clouds. And anyway, he had all these cool different areas and stuff, and it was really cool. I'll definitely go back to there to that server. And then CTR... Capture the Record 3 was last night, and I was on the green team. It was green versus gold.
You won!
And I won, personally. I won by myself. No help with it, for, you know, with
you
anybody else.
You built it all and
I built it
got
all,
the record?
And I know.
Well, what about Sordomaru? I thought he...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Record. He actually did the stuff. I don't feel like I really contributed that much in last night's game. I mean, I was there for about 2 hours before in the build, and then I went to eat, and I did other things for about 3 hours. The build time is 5 hours. In 5 hours, you build your fortress. Each team builds their fortress, and then after the 5 hours, the gate gets removed between the two areas, and then you PvP, fight it out, and find each other's record.
Right.
You're supposed to hide the record in a chest on your side. So so the 5 hours is built up getting resources and, you know, and just stuff, and making swords, making tools, and I guess the fight it was about 2 hours long, and then Sordomaru. Sordomaru, he got the record, and he, you know, of course, we're all on Mumble. We can all hear each other talk and stuff. And he's like, you know, I have it, I got it, I got it. You know, so everybody's running towards the area, trying to make sure he's safe. You know, get his back or whatever. And then he puts the record in the jukebox and wins. And so the opposite team, they had it buried deep under the ground, like in the floorboards.
Really?
And then we had ours in the corner, encased in many, many layers of obsidian. In the very corner back. So those are the two places. Now, the opposite team, they had a really cool area because they... Okay, for one thing, each side has a glass top, a glass roof. So just light comes down. Well, they created a ceiling out of cobblestone, so when you go over to the other side, it was completely dark and there was mobs everywhere. So it was a brilliant idea.
That is a great idea.
Now to top it off, if you can go all the way up to the cobblestone, you'll find that it's actually an area with a couple hundred chests. All in rows. Remember the scene in The Matrix where you have all the servers on the left and right? It looked like that. It was just rows and rows of chests. So it's like, oh my God. So they were, I mean, that was a good team.
You guys were awesome.
And then our team, we went the lava
route. Well, except for they lost.
Yes, they did lose.
They weren't that awesome.
Yeah, but they lost with style.
Yeah. A lot of style.
They still lost. I want to point that out.
Now, we had a lava lake. We had a lot of neat features. We had a cactus farm, trenches, and a lot of things like that. And we had these little encasements floating all over the place that were just kind of like stars, like little balls, just floating everywhere, made out of obsidian. And inside the obsidian cases was a chest. Now all of them were decoys because but to get to these encasements was a lot of work within a battle, so I would see a lot of these, you know, scaffoldings and noob towers being erected, you know, people trying to get in there. And of course you need a diamond pick too, so that's like pretty rough when you're in the midst of a battle.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was a great time, and I'm hoping that
what would happen if your whole team's set of diamond picks got taken by the other team.
Then you couldn't break through it. I mean, we were having that problem in the first CTR, and that's why I think have to put it into obsidian.
You don't have to have a diamond pick to break obsidian, do you? It's just you have to have a diamond pick to break it and collect it.
Oh.
Yeah, but it takes
forever.
It
takes more time. Yeah.
Is that right,
forever.
Eggs?
Forever.
That is right. Okay. Yeah. I guess I always figured that was the only thing that could break it, but yeah, it would just be really slow.
Michael put forever in all caps.
Takes forever. And of course, Michael, this was all in celebration of his 100th episode, Michael's Minds. And so he headed this up with help of others, and I believe we mentioned those in the sponsor area. I'm sorry for not having these names, but there was a custom plugin that was created to handle the teams, you know, being on the teams and the whole thing, you know, with the record being put into a jukebox and then the game being officially over. Anyway, it's really cool. So can't wait to do another one. I think I'm ready to play a smaller scale Capture the Record, though. Maybe one that lasts 1 hour, that maybe has 20-minute setup and 40-minute battle. And a smaller area and smaller teams. I would just like to see it scale down.
I wonder whether you could do something like a Two Fork type Capture the Record, where basically you knew where the record was.
Yeah. It's just more PvP.
Yeah.
I think I'd like that, and where you don't dig. You have swords and armor, and that's
well, or maybe there's some building, but there's a more finite amount of it, you know? And you still know where the record is, and, you know, there's like a fixed layout of the place. And you can build in addition to it, but you can't break any of the blocks that are in the initial building structure. You get my drift?
I just don't agree with it.
Well, okay. Well, let's try out our ideas.
No,
that takes a long time.
So, speaking of POC.
Yes.
Well, how's that going?
Well, I'm busy. I'm trying to get PlayOnCon ready for next week. So I've played very little, but we're excited about PlayOnCon. Things are going good. We got some press this week from the newspapers, and things are building. I'm going to go down and do a radio interview early next week with the radio stations down in Birmingham.
Yeah. Cool.
So that's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. I do need to talk to you about the Minecraft build thing that we had talked about.
Minecraft build thing, yeah.
So we are most likely... I talked to you about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I remember that.
We're going to have a Minecraft building competition at the con, hopefully, if everything works out correctly.
On a server?
On a server,
okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah. No, I remember this conversation.
Yes. Now he's slowly coming back to him. Maybe, possibly. No, anyway, so I've been working a lot.
It's Minecraft.
Yeah.
Minecraft.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I remember that conversation.
So I've been getting ready for that and haven't done much. But I did, however, download and install the Yogg box.
Y'all seriously get like... Y'all get money for that, right?
Oh, that's right. You got the new. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Because I'm not playing any multiplayer because I'm too lazy to install the old version and get on our server. So I logged on to Chaos for a little bit and checked out Chaos. And then the other thing I did was I installed the Yogbox. And it's the first time I've ever put a skin on my game. It's so, you know, I spawned, I spawned and I walked up to this city and there's these people walking around. They have a lot of words over their heads. I'm like, oh, that's, you know, I go walking around. I see a hole in the ground. I'm like, well, I need to find some coal. So I jump down and I get killed instantly by a zombie because you only have 4 hearts.
Yes, you find heart containers.
And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, and I'm like, I lost all this stuff. And then it's starting to get nighttime. And I'm like, okay, you know, it's almost nighttime. And all my stuff is down that hole. Maybe I can jump down and get out real quick. Yeah. No, it didn't work. And so basically then I went back to the town. And the sun was going down. I went back to the town. And I went to the stables where all the cows were. And I sat in the stables and went and took a shower and waited for the sun to come up.
Oh, yeah, the stables. It's almost too much. It's kind of overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah.
The amount of stuff that just gets added to the game.
Yeah.
Instantly. And it's just, yeah. But,
so.
Well, that was our weeks. What about you, Tiffany? What have you been up to?
This week, nothing different, just a lot of lol. I need to start playing Minecraft more because I'm getting that. I have this really addictive personality. I guess it's not addictive, it's just I'm really competitive. So I need to play some more Minecraft. Relax.
Yeah. Are you playing, have you ever tried out Yogbox?
No, I haven't. That's just a bunch of mods that the Yogcast put together, right?
It is, yeah. It's just a compilation.
Yeah, but apparently they pay Eric like a buck every time he mentions it on the show.
You can tell how excited.
A buck? I'm only getting 50 cents.
Oh.
Man,
They talk about this thing like every 5 minutes.
You talk to Lewis. You need to talk to Simon.
Okay. Yeah. I'm calling him.
Okay. You probably should talk to Hannah. I think Hannah's the one who deals with all the real money.
So what do you think about Capture the Record from what you heard us talk about? Do you think that sounds cool?
That sounds cool, actually, but what did you say it was 5 hours?
Yeah. 7 hours. Well, 7 hours after. It's 5 hours to build, and then however long it takes to find the record.
In all, like, one sitting?
Yes. Yeah.
That is ridiculous. That's, way too long.
It is way too long.
Oh, come on. You used to raid, didn't you? Didn't you used to raid?
No, I didn't raid. I was PvP.
Okay, okay.
So that makes it better. Even though it's been 8 hours in front of the computer.
Yeah.
You could always do like me. When I did Capture the Record, and everybody in the chat room's been picking on me about it, but I had to work that night. And so as soon as I got off work, I came home and it was right before the wall dropped. So I got to be just in the PvP part, which only lasted about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what you need to do. You need to pretend to work and then join in the game right before it starts.
I'm so busy. How many people are usually in it?
Well, there was going to be 150 people who signed up. Now, I think probably 100 or maybe 80 to 100 showed up. I don't really know. Maybe
there's
Michael
like
in the chat.
40 to 50 on each team?
Wow.
Yes.
Crazy.
I believe.
That sounds like a lot of lag to me.
There was a little lag. It wasn't horrible, though. Okay, let's see. I'm getting the number about 80-ish. So maybe it was about 40 and 40. So, like a 40-man raid, right?
Yeah.
You know, old school.
Yeah.
Not bad. So, yeah, the lag wasn't too bad. But people are coming and going. So, it's sometimes it's imbalanced and sometimes it's not. So, you know. I mean, like me, I left for 3 hours and then I came back. So, you know, I don't know.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Just don't know if I would want to commit to that long.
Yeah. It's pretty insane. So,
speaking of not wanting to commit,
what does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm trying to get into the Audible thing.
Oh,
some people don't want to commit to reading a book, but they can listen to one.
Yeah, like me. I don't like things with words. I like to listen to things. It's too many words. I end up having to read something over and over to really get the gist of it, let it settle in my brain. I like to just hear it. You know,
I'm like that too. I am not a big reader. I get distracted way too easily, and it makes me really tired. Like, if I want to fall asleep, I'll read something.
Oh yeah, me too.
It doesn't matter what it is, I'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like a perfect thing for you then.
Yes.
And what would that be?
This would be the audibletrial.com/theshaft, where you can get a free audiobook. You have a 2-week trial membership, which will then end, or you can continue the membership for $14.95 a month, and you get lots of other stuff. You'll save 30% on any other purchases, subscriptions to the New York Times or Wall Street Journal. They have a bunch of sales and other stuff from memberships. I like their, they do interviews with some of the book writers and readers and stuff. So it's a lot of good stuff for a low, low price.
Yeah, and it's not just somebody reading the book. They're really performances, and there's some really awesome readers out there.
Yep.
And they're really awesome to listen to. And we kind of recommend, you know, listen to an audiobook while you're playing Minecraft. You know, I mean, if you're not doing voice comm, if you're just sitting there playing single player, why not listen to a book? I mean, you know, it's probably a perfect time to do it.
See, I think Notch should add this into the game where people can click on the jukebox and get themselves an Audible membership and then listen to the Audible books in game.
I think
make millions.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, that could work.
Millions. So definitely check it out. It's a 2-week free trial on us. You'll get a free book. So go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Cool. I'm going to write that down.
Excellent. And now it is time for...
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
This is a rather weak segment this week, I noticed.
We had a weak news week.
Yes, we tried and tried to find some news happening this week. And, you know... some of the Mojangers were on vacation. It was just not a lot of stuff going down. But what'd you find, Brent?
Well, the only thing I saw really of any relevance was a tweet from Notch. And he said,
have one tweet for the news.
He said, despite a meeting with the bank today, I got lots of work done today. 1.8 should have some interesting launcher features. And I know he was taking the weekend to do a lot more work, too. So we should, I don't know. Sounds like they're really gearing up to get some stuff in there.
Didn't he mention that there's going to be a new mob, too?
I've seen that tweet.
Yeah. He mentioned also there's going to be a new mob.
Well, you should have put that in the doc. Thanks a lot there.
Oh, is it that? Isn't that the fish?
The fish?
Yeah, the fish.
The
silverfish.
Yes,
that's it. Duck or the chicken? Because we didn't talk about this last week because maybe it happened this week. But there were some pictures that floated around of it looked like a roasted quail or something, a pheasant of some sort.
Yeah.
So some new type of food.
Maybe you can take a chicken and cook it now.
Yeah.
Om nom nom.
Or maybe you can throw it at someone.
Yeah. Well, okay. Some people are actually reminding us of a couple of things that are newsworthy. So the Discover server's back up. Chaos. Did I mention that last week?
Yes.
Oh, I did. Okay. Ooh. Well, hey, it's still up. That's the chaos.
This is...
In that week. Oh, also...
chat room, give us more things to say we don't need to be saying. Come on.
The Aether mod. The Aether?
Yeah.
The Aether? Aether or Aether?
Yeah. We're going to talk about that later, though.
Is it Aether?
Aether.
Okay. Aether. I don't know. That's not really news. As, you know, I mean, it's not really Minecraft.
Easy played on Chaos today. That's some good news, isn't it?
Easy, you played on Chaos? We need to hook up and create a secret layer. That'd be fun. Let's do it. But yeah, the Aether mod is... should I just say it like that? The Aether?
Aether.
So you can't say I said it wrong. Well, this thing is really cool. It's like I don't want to say Yogbox anymore because I don't want to upset Brent. So I will say
there's a dollar for you.
It is a compilation.
It doesn't upset me. You just need to start splitting it.
Well, actually, it's not a compilation. It's a lot of mods, and it's one mod that gives you a lot of new functionality, new creatures, new items, new craftable things, a new area. It is a new portal that you go through, and you are in a skyland area with clouds and stuff. You basically make a portal out of glowstone, and then you put water in it instead of fire, and it makes a portal, and then you walk through it, and there's these crazy big creatures throwing snowballs at you. I mean, it's like it's an insane world. And in the we actually have a lot of links to various videos that people have done in the Aether and sightings for later. So it's pretty exciting. I haven't actually tried it, so you know, all I know is what I've been seeing videos of. But have you thought about installing this? I has Cupquake.
Oh, I have actually. I've got been getting a lot of requests to try it out. So I checked it out a couple days ago, and I seen the pigs have wings. Did you guys see that?
Yeah,
they're like golden wings. I was like, hey, it seems pretty cool. Like I'm definitely gonna try it. I'm gonna try it out.
Yeah.
Check it out.
We definitely got to do it.
And then Astrogali reminded me that there was some kind of a tweet also about how XP in-game is going to be lost on death.
What?
Yes.
So you mean like experience points?
If you get experience points in 1.8, you will lose them when you die.
But lose all of them or just like...
All of them, yes. You will
a portion.
Yes. So basically what happens is you can build yourself up, but as soon as you die... That's it.
Now, do you think that's going to be in every mode, though, or do you think that's going to be...
Adventure mode.
Well, but do you think there'll be, like, different levels of adventure mode, like peaceful and normal and hard?
I don't know. I think that there's... I think it's going to be able to be defined by whoever sets up the map. That seems to logical to me. I mean, I don't think he's necessarily making one static adventure, you know, template. Do you?
Yes.
Hmm.
Oh. I mean, it's not going to be static. It's going to be built... You know, just like the world is.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's putting in a bunch of tools like y'all keep
hoping.
Thinking.
Well, this yeah. is this
hinting.
Is, this wishing, is interesting from
hoping
John
praying and wishing.
Sorry, John Maz in the chat room says that tells me that leveling isn't very important.
Yeah,
you think?
I don't think it will be that important. Some people have speculated that it's going to be kind of like bragging rights, sort of thing. You know. Like high score sort of system.
Right. I mean, that's kind of weird, though. I mean, if you lose XP, and also if you play a new map or a new server, does it get reset? I mean, you're always at level one. I mean, right now, you know, your inventory is reset. It's not cross-server. And also with the achievements, every time you open an inventory, achievement get. And it's like, you know how many times I've opened my inventory and I'm now getting the achievement? So, but that's cool. All speculation, of course.
Yes.
And we have one more news item here. Would you like to read this? I just saw this pop up in the chat room.
I didn't type it in. What did you? Did oh you? Okay. Maz complained to Jeb that we couldn't eat cows because they irritate me when they moo near my house. And he replied, "Who said you won't be able to eat cows?"
Oh,
nice.
Maybe we should move on.
Nicely done, sir. Alright then. So get ready for hamburgers. I love it. Alright, so we have a new listener contributions bumper from Henry540.
Koala. Hey, that last one that you drew totally looks like a koala.
I think he got creepered.
Okay, so we got something here. This is something that we've missed out on the past couple weeks because I'm a slacker. I'll take the brunt of the yelling, but it's Realton's question of the week.
Listener contributions. And Henry 540 is in the chat room saying, "It's so terrible. Why did you play that?"
That's an interesting way to look at it. It's so terrible. Why did you play that? Instead of, "It's so terrible. Why did I make that?"
Yeah. And this he actually used some clips from a live stream. I was playing OMG Pop, a game called Draw My Thing. It's like Pictionary with Easy and a bunch of Minecrafters. And it was a koala at one point. So I was like, "Ooh, it's a koala." Anyway, I don't know that we really needed that backstory. But let's get on with it.
We've gone too far.
Let's see. The first thing we got here is from Wumpa Lover. Whatever that is. He says, "Hey guys, love your podcast. Just have a question for you. I'm trying to make my own server, but it becomes quite complicated. All my friends say I should use this program called Hamachi, but I want an easier way to do it. Anybody have suggestions?"
I don't even know what Hamachi is.
I don't either, but, you know, it's like, at some point, if you're going to have your friends play on it, you want other people logging in, you might just go with... you know, a server.
Yeah.
There's
I
a lot.
Pay for one. I wouldn't do Hamachi.
Hmm. Have you used that, or is that?
I know. I've never used it. I've heard about it. It's just, isn't it like they base the server on your computer and you give them your IP address?
Oh.
Something like that? Like, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that seems logical.
Mess with that.
Like, I mean, I set up a server so we could do some stuff behind the scenes at one point, and now I just have this hole in my, you know, router that sends traffic in, and I'm too lazy to go, like, shut it off now that I don't use the server. And I don't know if someone's using it to, you know, I don't know. I'm not that interested in server stuff, but I would just go, there's some, if you just got a few people, there are some really cheap plans out there, and I'm not pushing any servers here. We do use servercraft.co, but they don't pay us to say that. And there are other ones that have cheap plans as well, but just get one of those, one that has a lot of features, has the mods on it, they keep it update. You can look on the Minecraft forums. There's a thread there that will tell you a bunch of stats about it, a bunch of servers and what people think about them. I would look into doing that instead of downloading this.
Yeah, all there's right. nothing ever comes good of opening your computer up for people on the internet to get onto your computer. There is no good that can come of that.
But there's no real harm either. I mean, don't use a router or anything like that, or firewalls.
Just yeah. Don't ever do those things. Or use virus software. That's a bad thing too, isn't it?
Well, I just, you know, on my router, I have it set up. The wireless setup is Neighborhood Router. That's the name of it, so people know that they can just come in anytime they want and use it.
That's good. That's good. Sharing the love.
Yeah. Isn't cool. that smart?
Smart stuff.
No?
So Judah says, do you guys have any plans to get Good, the creator of Mindcrack, on the show? If not, you need to make some.
We need to make some plans.
Yes. So, yeah. Are there any plans to get Good on the show?
Not at the moment, but we'll check out his stuff.
We should make that happen. I like Good.
You should go knock on his door.
Yeah.
Send us his address.
That's right.
His
exactly.
phone number next to his house.
He played on my team on CTR last night.
Yeah. So, yeah, we should get him on the show.
All right. That sounds like a good idea.
It
hey.
Does.
Oh.
I've got a bank full of these. Don't worry.
All right. Ed here says he thinks that Mojang should come out with their own skin editor. You think so? Maybe an official editor?
And he did have a bit more that he posted about this. I just didn't want to get into all of it, but the gist of it was that he thinks the ones that are out there, he's not so sure that maybe they work well, or maybe they do other things wrong, or I don't know. I mean,
maybe they carry viruses.
Maybe they steal your router.
Oh.
Like physically come into your house and
yeah,
take it.
That could be it.
Sounds good. Well, I think, I don't know. I guess my opinion is they should have a skin editor. I think it's part of the game. By not having a skin editor, it means that someone can't just sit down with a game and get everything they want out of it. They have to go on the internet. They have to search around and find stuff.
And I really think they should have like some generic, like, you know, here are 10 faces, 10 eyeballs, 10 hairstyles, 10 shirts, 10.
Oh, okay.
10 of this.
They should have like a jumble or two.
Yeah. And you can
a randomizer. Kind
yeah.
of thing.
You can randomize and get, you know, and get, or you can edit the individual pixels, or you can take the stuff that you've got and mess with them. That seems
like City of Heroes or City of Villains, like a creator like that.
Well, no, it doesn't need to go that far, but you know,
you have like sliders that change, you know, the 10 pixels on your face. That's awesome, man. I spent 4 hours making my character.
But yeah, I do think something should be in the game to just do some generic character creation. So yeah.
That's cool. All right. Well, we have a call in here from Spazosity, and this is his question.
Hey, Shaft people, this is Spazosity, and I have a quick question directly to Eric. I noticed on the end of your Minecraft Universe video there was a part where a piano version was playing. I was wondering if I could find that version of the song anywhere. Thanks. I love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Peace.
Well, yes, the outro of Minecraft Universe has the piano version. It's not actually a full song. I wrote, like... four bars that repeat over and over just in piano. And it was really just I wanted some music in the background while I ran all the stuff at the end, so I thought, hey, this would be neat. There's not really any plans to make a full song done in that. I know some other people have actually asked me before. I had plans to make like an EP, maybe five different remixes of the song, but honestly, I'd kind of rather move on. We have a lot of other cool ideas for other music videos and other great things, and just kind of like, I don't want to get stuck on one thing, you know what I mean? Because I could work on these remixes for another 6 months, and I'd rather just do something new.
We'd like to crowdsource the remix business. Ask him nicely, he'll give you all the information you need to make your own piano mix.
Nice. Now, a few people have actually asked me for some of the MIDI because they wanted to do a remix, and I did that. I sent them some MIDI files and things. So, you know, I mean, if you want to do a remix, that's perfectly fine with me. So, also, I have the acapella of In Search of Diamonds on the YouTube as well. And so that's just my vocals. You can lay down whatever music track under it, make a remix. That's already available right now. And I don't know that anybody's ever done that, but hey, if you would like to, you know, knock yourself out.
Okay, so this next question we have here is from Tato.
Tato?
Is that how you read it?
It looks like it. T-A-T-O.
Tato. Anyway, his, hers, theirs question to us, what would we score Minecraft out of 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest? And he says we may consider things like gameplay, graphics, sound, experience, replay value, et cetera, et cetera.
I do recognize that Minecraft has some things that should do better. I would give Minecraft an 8.5 out of 10 currently. I think it could be a 10. I think it will easily be a 9 or a 9.5.
Wow, okay.
It's harsh.
Yeah, this is a crazy question.
I'm just going to say 10.
For gaming?
They're in beta, yeah. and it has captured my attention. I don't care about any of those gameplay, graphics, sound, experience. Those aren't a way to judge how much I have enjoyed playing a game.
Yeah.
But as much time as I have put into Minecraft compared to like other games, a podcast that we've done how many episodes on for how many hours a week that we
spend, yeah.
I've got to give this game a 10, period.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's like almost like 100, because if the period looks like a 0,
yeah,
then it could... Anyway, what about you, Eric?
I'm really close to 10. I feel you on that, though. I want to say like 9.5 or something, because I want better combat. I'm tired of just waggling a sword in front of somebody and hoping I hit them.
Well, you're going to be sad. Well, they're putting in the bows.
So it's about to be a 10 like in a couple weeks. So,
but no new weapons besides that.
That's fine.
Do you
though.
Think they'll
I've been
relent
hanging out with
on
Spencer
that?
Too much?
I'm fine with no new weapons. I'm just like a new combat system is what I'm craving.
New combat. So. What about you, Has Cupquake?
I would give it a 9. I mean, it still is in beta. So, and I feel like what really makes the game for me, and I think is a good source for Notch to get, you know, some inspiration, is the mods, because I mean, I play with a lot of mods, and it's just a really good way to customize your game and enjoy it the way you want to. So,
and maybe that's
a 9.
Maybe that's why I only give it an 8.5, because I've never really been interested in mods before.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I really think mods are something you should try out. I'm pretty sure they have PvP mods and different. I haven't really looked into PvP mods, but I feel like it really takes the game to another level.
Could we start a PvP server and get you all like angry and wowified on there?
Oh, definitely. Bring PvP my way, and anything else, start raging. Doesn't matter if it's Minecraft.
Nice.
You know what would kind of be cool? Would it be like if they had some sort of PvP where you can do like magic? I think that would be kind of crazy.
Indeed.
Instead of swords, like.
Oh, yeah.
Fireball.
Well, you know, yeah, maybe we'll get, like, the magic update or something.
Maybe the Harry Potter update, and we can use our Wii remotes on the screen, yep. And, like, a wand. Is that what you're looking for? That's what you're looking for, right?
I still like the alchemy idea that we talked about many, many, you know, months ago.
What was it?
There was the member people were talking about doing alchemy.
Oh, right.
You know, having some kind of a potion-based effect system.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not that you actually cast Fireball. Maybe you make a fire potion, and you throw it, and it explodes.
Yeah. You know? Maybe just throw a tennis ball at someone and go fireball.
Yeah.
Fireball.
Two.
LARPing in Minecraft. Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
Lightning bolt.
Yeah, lightning bolt. Hadouken. So, yeah.
Dorks.
Okay, so Warren here asked us a very simple question. When does the podcast play live? Right now.
Yep.
That doesn't help him much, does it? So normally on Sundays at around 3 Central, give us an hour or so to fudge that number a little bit. But usually on Sundays, every once in a while on Fridays.
It depends on whether we have guests that need the schedule shifted.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So keep an eye on the schedule, which is posted absolutely nowhere.
Oh, no. It's on deadworkers.com/live.
Yeah, but it's never updated.
Yeah. It's been updated for the last couple of guests.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I Has Cupquake has been up there for a whole week now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So check there.
You can also always pay attention to our Twitter feeds.
Yeah.
Usually we will announce when we're going live. So, you know.
Yeah.
Just watch our Twitter feed 24/7 and you'll know exactly when it happens.
Okay. That question wasn't as easy as I thought. So we're going to go ahead and move on.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means you need to press another button, Eric.
All right. It is now time to press a button. And what does it do when I press it? It does this.
Excavation Station.
Yes, that was a very descriptive segue. Did you like that?
I did.
All right.
And it looks like you actually have something that you wanted to mention this week. So an idea you had?
Yes. So how about if Minecraft gave the ability to mark players, like in WoW, like when you're in a group or a guild, you can put symbols above people's heads to assign them the healer, the tank, the off tank, whatever. But in this game, if you're playing CTR, you would mark the defenders and the fighters and maybe the blacksmiths or whatever, the people that are just making the tools and the armor and the you know, I mean, mark people so that you actually know what's going on, because when you're in the game, I have no idea who's even on my own team. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's rough.
Yeah, I remember when I played, it's like, is so-and-so on our team? Is so-and-so on our team?
Yeah. So.
So maybe you need just jerseys then.
Yeah, skins, yeah, I think. Skins.
I mean, y'all could all just change skins. That's I mean, true. I guess there's, you know, there may be some other room for icons or something on someone's head, but if it can be, you know, countered with avatars, maybe let's waste that time on,
you know, what
yours.
Else what would be good for this is a set what would be good for this is a set of gaming tools that allowed you to build a
okay
variety.
So this next one here. Wait. Let's see, Tiffany, if you do you have any ideas of anything that you've always wanted in the game that's not there?
I want like gear. Okay, because this has to go back to my carnival. I made this ginormous Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. And it just sits there, and I want it to move. Like, I want it to rotate. Like, that would be cool if they could incorporate some like gears, like hinges or something in the game.
Mm. The gear and sprocket update.
You know, because how they added the pistons, it's getting like technical. I think it'd be really cool to add some sort of hinge gear.
I wonder how it would mess. Let's imagine you built your merry-go-round though.
Okay.
And you're standing on it. Okay. And then it needs to spin. Okay. What happens to the blocks that you're on? Do you start getting blocks at a different angle? You see what I'm saying? Like, there's some kind of, there's some weird transformation.
Well, you gotta put more sprockets or whatever on your cart seat so it moves too as you're moving around.
But you get my drift, is that you're in a
They'll
square.
They'll change the shape while it's rotating?
Yes. The object will have to change its shape while it's rotating. And how will it necessarily configure how you move on the circular surface as it spins? This is very confusing horizontally.
Yeah, well, you know, there is a Gears mod right now, and all it does is it takes the blocks and moves them. Not in a grid pattern, but just simply moves them. So you can have windmills and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's just a video that I saw with this Gears mod, so I don't really know firsthand, but...
Well, it seems like, could you, like, build a car? Like, then if you had these wheels that move it, I mean, it'd just be a really large car.
Yeah, I would say the tires would have to be huge, because you can't just have a square block.
So it'd be...
One block as a wheel.
It'd be like a monster truck.
Yeah.
But you'd be, you know... driving down the highway.
Oh, yeah. Where are we
looking
talking about
for adventure?
Monster trucks and buses? Like, I mean, if you were to have a circuit board to move these wheels, you're talking an entire continent with wheels on it. That's a huge vehicle.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to have to do to build something that with moving tools with redstone, right?
Yeah.
Sounds ridiculous. We're going to have integrated circuits.
Yep.
Like small ones.
You could use the pistons to turn the... Yeah. It could work.
Okay, next.
Yes. Starting to blow our own minds here.
So, Iron Fruit says, Minecraft needs ghosts. He said this in the chat room. He says that the skins of the ghosts should be the people who have died in SMP.
Jeez, that's kind
of... So, think about it. That'd be kind of cool. You go down to a cave, and a lot of people have died down there because of creepers or monsters or something, and then you just hear that little... And then, you know, you see a little shimmer out of the corner of your eye, you know. And then a bunch of ghost hunters go, "What was that? What was that? Oh my God." I can see it.
And then weird. On single player,
the night cam on.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like when you go into the ghosty areas, everything goes into to night cam. It's all green.
Weird.
Those shows never show anything. I always watch them because I feel like they're going to show something, and then it gets to the end, and they're like,
"Yeah,
well, we thought we heard someone."
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing. This is not evidence. But I always go back to them.
Yes, yes. I want to believe.
Make me believe.
Yes.
Let's see here. Ryan here, he wants some more WoW stuff. He wants a Hearthstone, basically.
Yep.
A Hearthstone. Oh, to take you back? Like a slash kill or slash spawn, but like an item with cooldown?
Yeah, you'd keep your items or something.
Yeah.
You know what would kind of be cool? If there's emotes, like a slash LOL or slash dance.
Yes.
Yes.
That would be so cool. Or
Eric
like
is a huge fan of those ideas.
Yes, I love that idea.
Wave. That would be cool. And actually, I think it would be cool to add like voiceovers. I think that would be cool, too.
Yeah.
Like for
yeah.
Stuff. I want to see like a slash chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can type slash dance and you could do the robot. And then you could type slash dance 2 and do the robot because all the characters in Minecraft look like robots.
It goes 1-1. What is really cool.
What does dance 3 do?
The robot.
That's just blowing my mind.
Excellent. Excellent suggestions here so far. We do have a call here from Reldus.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Radish.
He'll tell us, I bet.
Okay, here it is.
Hi, guys. It's Reldus Cool here, and I have something for Excavation Station. I think you should be able to recycle your tools. So the way this would work is you'd put something like an iron pickaxe back in the craft bench, and you could get about half of your resources that are required to make it back. However, so that people don't just keep refreshing their tools, once it got about halfway on its durability, you can no longer reclaim its resources. That is my idea. Oh, I got to say thank you for your reaction to my name last time I posted a question. I've never laughed so hard in my life. All right, see ya.
And it happened again.
Well, there you go. You get to laugh harder than you've ever laughed before again.
Just don't hurt something.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
so I think there's something there with basically being able to deconstruct your something that you don't want anymore. But I don't know about... It gets kind of complicated.
I think you should be able to repair something. I don't think you should necessarily be able to get materials out of it, but I think you should be able to repair it for cheaper.
Like, but like being able to break, say, a glass block to get like shards of glass, so then you can melt into, you know, glass or something. You know, things like that. It's like getting pieces of something instead of just nothing when the block goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
So, like, if I were to go to your house and knock out all the windows and collect the shards of glass, could I make new windows for your house?
Not my house.
So, did we have this question last week?
Some
folks in the chat room think we did, but, you know.
Did we? I wasn't here. I don't know.
Yeah. But still a good one anyway. I give it a thumbs up.
Maybe that's why he laughed. No, now we're like going in a time machine or something.
Yes, it's very
like he laughed about his name in the last podcast, and then I'm so confused right now.
So Apple Ruler 747 says, "I think that Notch should add birds to the game. This would add to the atmosphere of the game and make the game more realistic."
Well, but what if we're in a world without birds? Then it really wouldn't be realistic.
I know. I think he should smooth off the surfaces because it would make the game more realistic.
Make it round?
Yes. Yeah. I think the characters should have multiple points of articulation. That way it would be more realistic.
Yeah, birds. That'd be good.
Tweet.
There's birds and I think...
Mo creatures?
Creatures.
Yeah.
I like them.
I do too.
They're really noisy though.
It gives you more stuff to kill.
Yeah.
Like you're just walking around and you see a bird. You're like, I will kill that.
You don't get anything from them. I want like a feather.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Necklace out of them or something.
Oh, did you?
In the odd box, I saw some bluebird. I punched him and got a feather.
Oh, okay.
Was he on your shoulder?
No.
And you can also wear a rabbit on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Did you see
that? My son loves that. Yeah. He's been asking me to put it back on his machine since the update. And I'm like, oh, man.
Bunnies.
Yeah. You should put on the odd box.
Really?
Yeah. Wes said it.
I did.
So that's 50 cents to Wes.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's hear about smelting while you sleep.
Smelting while you sleep.
Nice. Hello, Shaft. I think what should be in game is that when you have something cooking in a furnace and you go to the bed, you go to sleep, it should fasten the process of the cooking or maybe finish it instantly, because it makes more sense, because you know the time advances forward and it doesn't make sense in the moment. So what do you think about it?
So is he saying that right now if I were to put something into a furnace and then go to sleep, that when I woke up it would be at the exact same point when I left? All it does is advance the clock. It doesn't actually advance the world.
I believe so.
Well, okay. Then yes, I absolutely agree with you. I give you a big thumbs up.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think it detracts from the whole sleeping thing? Like, now you don't have a negative for sleeping?
No.
Okay.
Oh, you mean to balance it?
Just asking.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
No.
No, I think you should get more pluses for this.
For sleeping?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So, we can just turn this into Eve. Anything.
Yeah.
Maybe level up while you're sleeping.
Oh, yeah. You get skills and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Okay. So, what about sharks and pearls and harpoons?
Oh, that sounds good. Let's do it.
Hello, holy gods of the shaft. I have an idea for excavation station. It's called Spears, Sharks, and Harpoons. I think there should be a new mob included in the game, sharks. And I think you should be able to kill them by firing a harpoon whilst in your boat, harpoon made out of like iron or something. These sharks should then drop either a shark tooth, which could be crafted with sticks to create a spear, or a shark skin, which could become another material used to make armor, like leather. Thanks for listening, guys. Keep up the good work.
I'm going to raise him one here. I'm going to go to a whale, not a shark. Ooh, let's get a whale.
That would be cool.
And there's so many uses for whales. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm. We need to start our kids on whaling early, and I think this is a really good way.
Maybe seal punching.
Yeah, there's so many things you can make from a whale. So, yes, we should include them and kill them regularly.
Well, like what? What can you make from a whale?
Oil.
Candles.
Really important stuff.
Lipstick.
Lipstick. What about rouge?
Lotion.
You make rouge?
You can.
Cool. What about
fingernail?
Spencer says scrimshaw. I don't even know what scrimshaw is.
Scrimshaw.
What about fingernail polish?
And then you can do like, you know, Moby Dick impersonations too. There could be like a white whale out there.
What about LeVar Burton? Can you make him out of a whale?
But you can make the reading rainbow. It's really weird.
And in adventure mode, you can, you know, you can go in the whale.
Take
and,
a look.
And find your father.
It's in a book.
Stuff.
It's lovely.
You know what they should have? They should have mermaids.
Mermaids would be sweet. That's very fantasy, though. You think he wants to take it that much? That's a little... I mean, I guess, like, torches are fantasy, but they could exist in real world.
Well, then, are these, like, the little mermaids? Like, nice, cute mermaids?
No, these are like evils.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to kill you, mermaid.
I think I like that.
Head off, mermaid.
That's cool.
And you can use your harpoon on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The chat room universally likes the idea of the shark mod, but they want sharks with freaking laser beams.
Of course. Okay.
That's what they want. But I think the redstone would wash off the sharks in the water.
Yeah.
That's why you put it internally.
Ooh, someone said mermaids that guard water dungeons.
Water dungeon.
And we can call it Kedge Keep.
Yep. And then you have to craft your diving bell. Fans. You have to craft your diving bell and go down to
get precious pearls or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Get in water dungeons.
Yeah. Are you talking about like the helmet they like the ghosts in Scooby-Doo wear?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are cool. I like those a lot.
Oh, that was funny.
Sweet. All right. Well, cool. We have another one here, and let's play it.
Hi, I'm Captain Sniffers Von Snifferson. And I have an idea for something we need in Minecraft. And I mean totally need. I really like the idea about poop dogs. So I wish that every animal, including creepers, would go around and poop. And you can collect the poop and you can make poop balls that you can throw at each other. And creeper poop would be explosive poop that you can throw at cows. So they blow up. I think that's a good idea. Again, this is Captain Sniffer Juan Snifferson signing out.
Okay.
Like bat guano? Isn't that explosive?
So he wants poop blocks, and he's serious about it.
Yeah.
So he gave us a real reason to have poop blocks, and that was... What was it again? It was throwing...
To throw it at cows and make them explode.
Makes complete sense.
What about fertilizer? Use it for grass or something.
That's what we've discussed before, is the only sane reason to include poop blocks in the game.
I think it should have been in exchange for bone meal, personally. Right?
Yeah.
Bone meal makes everything grow instantly. It should have been poop blocks.
Poop blocks.
Yeah.
Poop mouth.
Okay. So we've got some feedback. No, wait. Sorry. We've got another one about two-handed swords.
Hey, that sounds good.
That does sound good.
Hi, guys. Smarty 11 here with an idea for excavation station. Now, what I thought would be cool would be, since Notch isn't adding any more weapons to the game, if you could upgrade your old ones. So you could have a broadsword, which would be like two swords put together with something, and it would be inflict more damage but be slower, since he's adding like animations for attack. And also a two-handed axe, which would be made the same way but with axes, and it would inflict more damage but be slower. Would maybe I don't know, chop down entire trees, like all of the wood instead of just one piece. Yeah, let me know what you guys think, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Is he beating his sister?
No.
What's going on there? I could not listen to the question. Can anybody paraphrase it?
A two-handed sword.
Yes, he wants to do double damage on his sister.
Yes.
Well, do we screen these things anymore? What's going on?
Yeah, don't you have a little slider on Vegas that gets rid of those background noises?
It gets rid of the baby crying.
He might have added that one in just to spice it up a little
bit. Yeah.
Let's see, what do I want to do for
it's
this
our
one?
New ARG.
Baby crying.
Yeah, it's the ARG there.
Yeah.
So two-handed weapons and things like that. Is that the gist of it?
It seems like an okay idea.
But they'd be slower but more powerful. It's your standard D&D kind of rules, really, right? I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
And dual wield, which is faster and less damage. Broadsword, yeah. I mean, but that's weapons. Like, Notch already says he doesn't... He's not going to add an arsenal.
I think they may relent on that. I think maybe that was a spur-of-the-moment kind of answer as to, is the state of the game now, there are no plans for more weapons.
For guns and laser beams, I think, is primarily what he doesn't want to make.
Yeah, yeah. So I think maybe eventually they'll relent, or basically we will find something like a two-handed sword or a mace or a laser gun on a shark's head. You know, one of those.
Yeah.
Like maybe like looting mobs in dungeons or something would be the time to get a new weapon.
Yeah.
So let's get this. That would be kind of... Oh, sorry.
No. You go on.
It'd be cool if there would be some way that you could find loot in the game. That's like really rare. But I guess they're kind of turning it into like a WoW thing.
Well, no, but that's, they're going to be doing that kind of stuff with the adventure update, correct? There's going to be stuff you can get from dungeons that you can't normally get.
Yeah, sure.
He's kind of alluded to that. So, yeah. Special dungeons and things like that. I don't think it's really like a copycat to MMOs or WoW or anything. I mean, getting loot is really kind of a D&D mechanic from the 70s, right? I mean, just going somewhere and unlocking the door, unlocking the chest, getting something new. It brings you back, makes you want to play the game again. I think it'd be awesome. And it doesn't have to be weapons. It could be magic mushrooms that make you float. I don't care. You know, whatever.
A creeper pet runs around after you.
Pets would be excellent.
A sparkly sword. A sword has some extra oomph to it.
Oomph. Mm-hmm. Sparkles.
Pretty flowers.
So sparkles is oomph to you?
Sparkles.
Well, we have this last excavation station entry here, and this one, this guy's awesome. It's from G-Dog 1666. Remember him?
Yes.
Here it is.
Hello. I have a message for you from Her Majesty the Queen. Mom, the microphone.
Thank you. As you may or may not know, I, the Queen, do play Minecraft. I find it entertaining, and it whiles the hours when one should be working, but when one is sitting down on one's royal bottom. However, I do find that listening to the Shaft podcast has helped me make the game far more enjoyable for all the information and updates one receives through one's earhole. So I'd like to say to the Shaft people, well done, God bless you, and those who sell in oil. Anyway, this is the Queen signing. No, Philip, that's my Minecraft map. Don't play with it. Philip, don't let me get the whip out.
Lovely.
Anyway, one must go. Goodbye. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless me, the Queen. Hurrah.
And there ends our advert. Are you wanted to speak to the Queen? The Queen has now spoken. This is G-Duck. Yes, back again. Idea for you. Teleportation chests. That's right, chests that can be linked together, which when you put items in one chest, wherever the other chest is across the map, those items can appear and be used. Think about it. You've got a base. You've dug tons of rock and chucked loads of rock in there. Right, go to the new base. Okay, open up the magical transportation chest, and lo and behold, ding, dong, ding, it's the stuff you put in. So it saves you having to, like, move stuff around manually. Might speed things up. Could be a mod. Could be in the game. It's up to you. The choice is yours. Okay, guys. G-Dog signing out saying...
So I have a question for the Queen, right? If I were to go to her town, would I be killed?
I just want to be knighted. Can I get knighted?
I had no idea the Queen played Minecraft.
I didn't either.
But is there a correct answer to this question?
I think it's a good idea. Kinda. I mean... I think it'd be cool to make like an obsidian chest and then, you know, light it on fire like you do a portal. And then if you make another one, it, you know, goes back and forth.
Yeah.
A portal chest.
Crocifon says that there is a mod that can connect chests with redstone.
Oh, that's weird.
But so I wire them up. Well, I do think that, you know, it's not a bad idea. I just think that probably they should be very rare. Yeah. Maybe you should find them in dungeons.
As loot. Yeah.
Yes.
Magical chests.
Yeah. I mean, why not build a track and have a minecart with a chest on it and send that chest from point A to point B? I mean, right? I mean, you can do that right now.
Yeah, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
Yeah. Then you lose
your map. It shouldn't be work. It should be fun. These are elements of Minecraft. Minecraft is a fun game, right?
Yeah, so, but you can make any game not fun.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, if it's not fun, maybe, you know, it should be modified.
But and if you make something that you almost feel like you need,
yeah,
then you have to do it. And so now you're forced to do something that maybe you don't find fun.
Right. That makes sense.
Like maybe a bottomless, what are they called in D&D? The bottomless bags?
Portable holes.
Well, that's where you can, like, hop into it. What's the actual...
A bag of holding.
Bag of holding. That's what they need. Because I think that's what people really want. They don't have to run back and throw crap into their chest.
Oh, it's just an endless bag?
Yeah, it's an endless bag. Well, it's not completely endless, but it's really big.
Would that ruin the game, you think? Or you think this is something that...
I don't know.
I think rare linked chests are less game breaking than bottomless bags. Now, if you had a bottomless bag for a particular good, maybe, you said, I can have one bottomless bag that will hold all the cobblestone I can put in it. You get my drift?
Yeah.
I think that would not be game breaking. But I think
maybe it just needs to be something where the bags, stacks are bigger or something. So, you can hold as many flowers comparatively to two big blocks of cobblestone.
That's true.
And if you make books and press the flowers, they're really pretty and dainty, and you can hang them around your house.
Well, they...
pretty flowers.
I just thought of it. A lot of people have iPhones and smartphones.
In-game?
If you take the paradigm of the desktop of the iPhone and incorporate it, which means basically you have pages, and then within pages you have folders, and within folders you have apps. So basically you could... you'd have... pages of inventory, and in the inventory you would have bags, and in the bags you would have items. It's the same as an iPhone, but I don't know.
I think that might take away from the game.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's a little bit too easy.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
A little too accessible.
If you think about it, normal Minecraft character can carry around how many blocks of 64 cobblestone? hundreds and hundreds of blocks of cobblestone all just hanging out on their back.
So we answered this one, though. G-Dog, unfortunately, I has Cupquake says...
Nay.
Is that what she said?
She totally disapproves.
I do say that they're a rare find would be cool, but...
It's pointing at my idea.
Yeah. Got it down. All right.
So
I'll remember that. I'll definitely remember that.
If you don't like your idea being poo-poo, talk to Cupquake.
And that leads us into this.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
And coming out of that bumper, we get to this. Sightings.
Called Sightings.
Oh, yeah.
Sightings. We got an intro and outro all our bumpers. That's just the way it works.
All right. Well, who did this?
So first, we've got Bomberman in Minecraft. I definitely recommend checking this out. Anybody who loves the old Bomberman games, somebody made a Bomberman map in Minecraft, and it'll be in the show notes. You should check it out. It makes me happy as a person.
Yay! Games inside of games is great. Also, we have the mod, the Aether. we'll just link to that in the show notes if you don't already know about it. Also, here's a video. This was sent to me by Bob Mills. This is great. This is a very technical piston redstone circuitry video where he demonstrates the P transistor, the piston transistor, and the piston pulsar. As well as other advanced piston circuitry.
That was so cool.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Oh, it is great.
Yeah.
And
it works like a player piano, right? It reads.
Oh yeah, you can make punch cards.
Yeah.
Basically, like old computers, you have ones and zeros with a piece of paper, and this is basically a block that power can go through, or a block that it can't go through, like a redstone. Current cannot go through glass, but current can go through wool. So with that theory, you can move a piston into place and either cut off the flow of power to another circuit or let it flow with a wool. It's really crazy.
Yeah, and what he built a rectangular set of pistons, and basically it creates a rotation of all the blocks that allows the computer to recognize all the blocks just get pushed around. The whole row will make its journey, and it gets to the point where it reads it and responds to it. So it's like a player piano in Minecraft, where when a certain block gets someplace, it'll activate certain objects. It's really cool.
So it's a great new way to sequence music as well in the game. It's mind-blowing stuff. Also, two videos here about the Aether. either.
There's a lot of that going on this week.
Yeah.
So we'll link those under the Aether links.
Yeah. One by Chrono Basher and one by PBAT. Also, Minecraft with Musical Wolf. This guy is a master at the note block. And this guy has created a bunch of really cool music stuff. Check out his whole channel. But in particular, I link to this Minecraft Purple Coin Challenge. It's a Mario Galaxy in Minecraft. It's a time challenge where he built this map and you have to run around and get all the coins, but it's an obstacle course made out of pistons and movable platforms. And you know, it'll take you maybe, you know, under 2 minutes to run this obstacle course, but you can download it. And I'm thinking about, we should probably do this challenge maybe and put it on our channel and see how crappy we do.
Yeah,
I think it'd
that
be
would
fun.
Be awesome. Yes, so, I'm a supporter of this.
So we may do that, but check out that link. Also, here's a video to a working 96-pixel TV using pistons. There's images, there's numbers, there's clocks, there's all this cool stuff. It's one screen. He clicks one button, and you sit there and you watch all these images appear on the screen made out of pistons. And when after the show is done, he shows behind the scenes of how big the computer is that he built to make it happen, and it's like, I mean, it's so big, you can't see it all. He keeps flying and flying, and you see more and more circuitry, and it's like, the dude spent so much time on this. I mean, it's crazy.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's neat. And then another TF2 crossover for those who play Team Fortress 2. This is Team Fortress 2's Dust Bowl in Minecraft, and the video is genius. It's split screen. He's walking around in the Minecraft Dust Bowl. On the left, on the right, he's walking around in the TF2 Dust Bowl, and it is such a good likeness of it. He did a really good job of that. And anything last year? What is this year?
Let's see. The last one we have here was, it was actually sent in by someone. I don't see the name. It's a website inside a mind of an idiot.blogspot.com. It's artwork and Minecraft drawing, so if you dig that sort of stuff, head on over to there.
Inside a mind of an idiot.
And that brings us to...
It brings us to...
Huh? Housekeeping! Housekeeping!
Come in!
You're letting me in this time?
No, stay out, stay out. We're busy.
And this section is empty. There's probably a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, why did I
even
do that?
I don't know. Why did you?
We got PlayOnCon.
Yeah,
that's something coming up this weekend. So that's probably a little housekeeping we should do, is let you know that we're not going to be recording in studio next week. We're going to be out of town, and we don't have a set schedule. We don't have a guest. It'll probably be someone at the show. That's in Birmingham, Alabama. So come down and join us and have fun playing games all weekend long.
And speaking of recording, we recorded a new show this week called Core Elements. You can find that at coreelementspodcast.blogspot.com. We had Brad Muir from Double Fine on this past week, and this upcoming week we're talking with Danny Day, from QCF Design, who did Desktop Dungeons. And if you want to check out that podcast, do, please.
Definitely.
And we also still have our contest going on. If you want to win a $15, basically a gift certificate, promo code to Jinx, just go to theshaftpodcast.com and click on the Jinx contest link up top, and it'll tell you how to do it. It's real simple. There's actually two contests. One's super easy, and one's still pretty super simple. So go do that. Anything else? You have anything you want to tell your fans?
Yeah, stuff going on? Any upcoming news in your future? Yeah.
No.
look to your website for
the chat. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything next for you? Are you planning on any new let's plays of new games or
I am actually going to try Super Meat Boy. And hopefully I don't rage quit.
Oh, nice.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I'm going to beat it. I won't stop till I beat it. But that one, I'm looking forward to that. I just bought Amnesia too.
Oh, that's creepy.
Supposed to be scary.
Yes, very scary. Are you gonna record that too?
Yeah, I'm gonna record it. I've started doing a little, I call it Quake Cam, that's in the corner so you can see my.
Oh, do you have to play it in the dark?
Yeah, I play in the dark.
Okay, good.
But I'm playing Fear 3 right now, so what I'm doing right now. But people like to see my ridiculous facial reactions when I get scared, because I get scared so easily.
Excellent.
Yeah, that game's going to tear you up. Enjoy
it. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. There are times when I jumped. I mean, I was like, ah! And I'm not scared easily.
And you're a grown man.
I am.
Yeah.
Kind of.
He's grown.
Yeah.
He's very old.
Well, we've kept here for like 2 hours now, and we super appreciate it. Thank you for coming on today and guest hosting. Be sure to go over to ihascupquake.com and see what she has there for you. That's a really cool t-shirt, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Hopefully we can get one of those soon. Be able to order one and some artwork.
Yeah. So
definitely check out Let's Play channel. Yeah. I assume is youtube.com/ihascupquake.
Yes. Also on the website, I have some desktops for you guys. They're free. It's my work, so it might be crappy, but it's free. What do you say?
I love the baby skeleton and the what is this with the? It looks like it's with the cherry with legs on top.
Oh, it's a cupcake. Yeah, I have it.
That's so awesome.
It's a spider on here. Let me show everybody.
It's a spider cherry. And there's a video of her actually drawing this too, it looks like.
Oh yeah, I record the whole thing. Where did I put it? I forgot. Well, I'll show them the skeleton. You guys want to see my skeleton?
Yeah.
Check
see the
it.
Skeleton.
There he is.
Oh, cool.
That is so cool.
Okay. Oh, it's skeleton a little close.
With an arrow through his head.
And the lighting is really bad.
Yeah.
It's blur.
The lighting on this camera.
So definitely go to the website and check it out too if you're listening to audio and can't see it.
Yeah.
And your Twitter?
IHasCupQuake.
You make it so simple for us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's all the same.
You're not like that Maz guy who like has like 20 different things and you're like, what? How does anybody find you?
Yes. I wanted to shout out to our studio audience today. You know, the doors are open. If you'd like to come and hang out with us during a show, feel free to contact us and ask us directions. We are in Huntsville, Alabama. But in-house, we had X-Tech, Tim the Enchanter, and Alexia from Curse, who are in charge of the Minecraft Wiki and the forums. And also, Eggs54222 and his parents from New Orleans.
No.
And it's really awesome. We're happy that people just drop on by. It's so cool.
And
so,
I do want to say, because I just thought about this like halfway through, like they don't have headphones. They can't hear like half of the
conversation.
Oh, no.
They just hear us.
Yeah. Well,
so we apologize for that. We didn't even think about that.
Yeah, We'll hook it up next time and have in-house headphones for people. So, and what a weird place. We podcast out of Huntsville, Alabama, so it's a very long drive for a lot of people who want to hang out.
But a very short one for some other people.
Especially IS Cupquake. You're still coming over this weekend, right?
Okay, so. Right, I'm taking my bike over there.
Excellent.
Oh, that's what Scrimshaw is.
What?
Nothing.
Scrimshaw.
So if you want to make some extra cash, head on over to Empire Avenue and sign up for B. Copeland, and we will see y'all next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hello and welcome to the second Fixtree Minute. I'm Rico. Chrome Corporation is buying up all the plots it spawns, so if you're no longer active on the Shaftlands but you're listening to this, be sure to contact him on the forums. Also, the Shaftlands Mall on the main map, located right by the Help Center, is now open, so if anybody has a shop that they want to move in there, contact me in the Fixtree official thread. Sadly, because everything was taken from Fixtree, you're no longer going to be able to go in and take anything you need. From now on, you'll have to submit a materials request to the Fixtree official thread. And that'll do it for this week.
Ludus remains and now this song first mine. Say it, ayo, not today, no.
Okay, so you're probably wondering what this is. I mean, the
3 British people in 3 weeks? What is going on the shaft? Are they running out of ideas? Are they running out of nationalities? We don't know! Anyway, my name is Aaron Fowkes, also known as Jazz, and I'm over from the Control Point community. And basically, I'm here to tell you about my show, Jazz in the Box, where I review Team Fortress 2 maps. Now, you may be wondering, oh, get this guy off, this has nothing to do with Minecraft. This might interest some of you. This week, I'm going to be reviewing PL Mine Pit, which is a Team Fortress 2 map based around Minecraft. Everything from the ores, to the monster spawners, to the lava, to the water, everything is a full conversion. Some of you don't play Team Fortress 2, so switch your ears off just for around 40 more seconds. It's a payload map, and the payload card consists of TNT. The idea is, blue team, get the payload card to the end. Simple as. Around the map, you'll see Minecraft walls with ores inside. Blow up the ores, get health and ammo. It's a very generic map, and I don't really like this map at all. But just for yourself, go on over to blip.tv/Fowkes, F-O-W-K-E-S, and leave feedback at controlpoint@kissinglenses.com. And special thanks to Freckles from over at Control Point for recommending the map. Anyway, you can switch your ears back on now. The British man is going back to Control Point now, from Jazz in the Box, and from Control Point to all Shaftians. What are you called? Shaftians? Shaftlandy? I don't know. Anyway, this is the Jazz in the Box weekly update for The Shaft, episode 43, and this is Jazz out.
I was never on your side either, wanker!
Alright guys, I'm gonna take off.
Okay. Are you leaving us?
Yes. You're done, right?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We're totally done.
Come back and hang out with us on the weekend sometime. The chat room can be very fun.
Yeah.
I will. I'll keep track of you guys on Twitter.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Cool, I'll see you guys later.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
Dead Workers Party Network. A day without the shaft is like a day without sunshine.